Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walk like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh. Allah. Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That M period, A period, N period. It stands for, it's an abbreviation, an acronym, Music, Activism, News. And the reason that I say that is because right now I want to at least say that got to at least send out on chapter 6, verse 45. And I want to definitely at least start off and just say, hey, prayers going out, you know, New York during trick-or-treating era. You had terrorism coming from abroad, lives lost, and then yesterday, domestic terrorism, no matter what you want to call it, that's what it was, which happened, Texas area. So I just want to say for those online, looking at blogtalkradio.com or Emax Radio, you could definitely tune in to 6 You can call in at 646-478-0944. You can call in at 646-478-0944. Like our other four phone callers, I'm looking at the 216-804, 216-262, 216-820, 216-450. I'll get to you all shortly. Let me give you my three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, notebook, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, Don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me, direct at 646-478-0944. I'll do my best to listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, press 1 or call back. I want to at least give you like the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, basically speaking, because once I get started in the show, I don't do it, and then people get mad at me. So number 10, we'll say the re-debut of Emacs, the Image, Tribal War Cry, getting popular again. For a few different reasons. Number 9, moving up, Fatty Banks. Number 8, moving up, Black Odyssey. Number 7, debuting, voiceofradio.com. They had a meet the candidate meet and greet today at the studio via Larry H. Gardner's Headlines of Headaches. Number 6, wow, re-debuting. This coming week is the Blackout Sounds open mic. More on that later. Number 5, the debut of the No Nuke March Saturday. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, debuting Mayor Jackson's voter registration party, well, his voters party. That was yesterday across from the Board of Elections. They had music, food. I didn't go. Anyway, number 3, Big Jump, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, a big jump. It's the Public Mayoral Forum. More on that later. Number 1, big jump debut. At number 1, no to the Trump-Pence regime. More on that in just a little while. Before I go to the phone callers, I will say that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting will be this Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe. That's the 44110 between East 152nd Street and the St. Clair intersection. On the other end is Euclid Avenue, so you can catch the number 1 at number 37 or the number 28, but the number 28, you have to walk a few minutes. And I also want to say, if anybody's trying to send in any music or anything, emacsradio@gmail.com. And I'll leave it off with voiceofradio.com, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show that airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. So I'll tell you what, I will, before I go to the first phone caller, I'll let people know real quick, because you say I don't tell you anything. So how's this? The Talk Don't Nuke, No War with North Korea. That will be Veterans Day Saturday, November the 11th, this Saturday, noon, Cleveland Standard Time, Cleveland Public Square, Cleveland Peace Action, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Jobs with Justice, Cleveland Nonviolence Network, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Indivisible CLE, Jewish Voice for Peace, Interreligious Task Force, I believe Central America, Move to Amend, Green Party, Veterans for Peace, Chapter 39, Women Speak Out, and many, many more. With that being said, I'm going to 216-804 because I know they're probably tired of me running my mouth. 216-804, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And one thing I'm going to say, this is the first time in the history of voting that we do not, the way that I see it, I do not see how we can really vote for mayor, because we still have in action Jackson, and we have Zach Reed. Zach should have come out swinging long ago, but he didn't. And he's been killed by in action Jackson. So the way that I see it, we don't have a choice. And so what I'll do this year is probably just stick with the issues. And take care,
pleasure.
And you all are doing
Thank
a good
you.
Job. So keep up the good work.
That. All right, please hold the line. I think I have something for you as far as voting goes. I'm glad you at least said you're still going to vote. Before I go to the 216-262 or 216-820 or 216-450, it's time to get myself in just a little bit of trouble, so I'll pull out the 12-foot step ladder from my soapbox, only because I don't know if I plan on getting to it this early, because some people would say I'm just being, like, mean or what have you, because it's been very interesting for me, I'll say, even in this election or election-wise, for the simple fact, this I promise I'm going to do my best to give me about maybe 2.5 minutes on this 12-foot stepladder, because I want to pull out and point out that the African American Museum, Black Votes Matter, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Brown Report Newspaper, Puncture the Silence, I think W. Monet Scott for Housing Court, Black Man's Army, Carl Stokes Brigade, Inner City Republican Movement, Refuse Fascism, Judge Jackson, Housing Court, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop Radio, Larry Gardner, also from Voice of Radio, so two shows from there, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Peace in the Hood, Broadview Republicans, Man in the Street, Black on Black Crime, Inc. So Man in the Street, basically, this is the way we ended up almost running that particular night, and I stepped out the way to make sure Dave Patterson moderated, so it get off me. It doesn't matter who's brought into something, and also how Chasing Justice LLC ended up in the middle of what happened at the original Garden Valley Neighborhood House, 7100 Kinsman, November 1st, last Wednesday. Just going to state the pure facts, and that's it, because Mr. Eric Johnson suggested a mayoral debate around Wednesday, October 17th, something like that, in the inner city. He suggested it. It was because the city club debate happened around October 18th, you know, $50 a plate, was around noon. And as Black Lives Matter brother Kareem pointed out later on in talks, the working poor can't go, they're working. So we'll say that around October 18th, the creator allowed Man in the Street to use and get a hold of the Garden Valley Neighborhood House, free for people. Now, October 19th, around then, we did a press conference. City Hall steps, announced the debate. I called and talked to Zach Reed and his campaign manager, because Zach said first, okay, I like what you're saying. Call my campaign manager. And they said, let me check. And on top of it, we emailed both candidates by October 22nd. Put it online. Now, let's set the stage. Zach was begging for more debates in the community against Mayor Frank Jackson. Let's set the stage. 7100 Kinsman, fair location. It's about 40-something blocks from where the mayor lives, Mayor Frank Jackson, and his campaign headquarters, which is down the way, 40 blocks. But 20 blocks uptown, everyone loves Zach to a degree. That's just the way it is. It's close to Ward 4, 3, back to the ward that he had, Ward 2, so they love him up in those areas. So, days before the debate, Frank's people weren't sure, and then shortly beforehand decided to decline. Now, we responded with the format and location again, said why it was needed, no response. Now, wait, Zach never declined. Day of the debate, and this is what is so important. Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., we canceled our meeting because we felt like it was important enough for the community. Somebody has to show how serious things are. That's it. But neither chump came to the debate. Now, both suckers lied, lied, lied. Mayor Jackson responded to one of our attendees. He was never contacted. Now, wait. You and your staff declined. When you say you're unable to attend, unable to attend, that means you declined. So that means you knew. Zach said, and had the nerve to say I texted him early on that day and he didn't know anything about it. Wait, wait, wait. I called Zach before the 22nd. Okay, before the 22nd. That's a different date than November the 1st, all right? October 22nd, we even sent the damn emails, all right? You gave me your campaign manager, believe Kevin Jones? Yep, I emailed his ass. No response. You were reminded as a last result on the day of. So what came out of that debate on this 12-foot step ladder is since both did not show a real coalition formed with a purpose, and out of that purpose goes to teach precinct government. Now wait, let's set the stage. Today, noon, meeting at City Hall steps to say as activists we encourage people to vote just like the last phone caller. We just don't endorse anybody for Cleveland mayor. Toss up. As a final slap in the face, 11 a.m., Zach Reed decided to show up on City Hall steps to down Mayor Frank Jackson. And around 11, he showed up, I think, Shalira Taylor, who's running for city council. They showed up loud and proud. But 11:15 a.m., Fred Ward and others showed up to argue on behalf of Mayor Frank Jackson. Whew. And they argued with Zach Reed, Shalira Taylor. Now, wait, Frank Jackson might not have shown, but he sent his supporters to argue. It tear up Zach Reed's early morning press conference. The Zach set up at 11 a.m. after we set up our press conference over the weekend. So why couldn't Zach or Frank show at the debate last week? After today's clown show, Man, they need to join the Insane Clown Posse after that one. But Man in the Street, Inner City Republican Movement, Mariah Crenshaw, were interviewed by WTAM 1100 AM, and as part of our coalition goals, hey, you can go on Facebook. Look up Chasing Justice LLC. Get involved. Help get 6,000 signatures so we can get term limits on these suckers. Bars, done. Mic drop. I'm going now to 216-262. You've been very patient. How you doing out there? 216-262. Going once.
Hello.
Going twice. Oh, okay.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
This is
good.
This is
good.
Nina calling in.
Welcome. And what is on your mind?
Well, I wanted to thank you, Al, for talking about our Talk Don't Nuke demonstration this Saturday. And I wanted to let people know that we are going to have 40 doves on bamboo poles. And I'd love to have children come, children and youth, to hold them and be part of our street theater at the demonstration.
Okay.
And also to say that this, all this militarism and wars is sucking money out of our communities, and we need to push back.
I agree. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'm going to say that, well, I'm not a child, so are adults welcome as well?
They sure are. They sure are. Yeah. Every age is welcome. And we hope to have lots of people there. And we're going to do a little march. We will have banners and signs to hold. And there'll be some singing and music. And hope lots of people turn out. We need to raise our voices. And this war with North Korea that they are beating the drums for is getting really serious and very scary. Very scary.
I believe that, and I agree 110%. And I want to ask you again, where is it and what time?
This is at noon, 12 o'clock noon, this Saturday at Public Square downtown. So it's easy to come down by the rapid.
Then thank you.
And we are calling
much
for negotiation, not more threats, not more military exercises. We're saying talk, don't nuke.
I can honestly appreciate that. And in 30 seconds, or can you tell me, are you surprised that so many different groups are involved?
Not at all. We even have some of the Democratic clubs involved, and it's a whole range of groups from Black Lives Matter and your organizations to not just peace organizations, but some of the political groups, some of the environmental groups like Sierra Club, Ban Ohio, which is working for universal health care, therein. Imagine Peace, which is with one of the churches, so and also the Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Democratic Socialists of America. So a lot of different groups are really concerned about what's going on. President Trump has been threatening, and we have these big military exercises over there. I don't know whether your listeners might know that the United States never had a peace treaty after the Korean War in the 50s. So
right.
We've never recognized North Korea as a sovereign country. And we've been very hostile. So they're running scared, and they see that their nuclear weapons are a defense that they need. They feel they need to protect themselves. So I don't think they're crazy. They have some good reasons to be fearful. after all, the United States has gone in and overthrown other rulers in other countries one after another. So we don't have a very good record in that regard. So we need to back off, say we're going to negotiate without preconditions, and step back from military confrontation. Nuclear weapons can just not be used. It's too dangerous to everybody. And if we start something over there, it's going to spread. So we need people to be speaking up.
And we plan on it this coming Saturday, November the 11th, 12 noon, Public Square. And I look forward to seeing you down there.
Thank you so much, Alan. You help us hold our banner up.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Great. All right. Thank you for letting me be on your show.
Okay. No problem.
Bye-bye.
No problem. May you definitely enjoy the rest of this program. As a matter of fact, before I go to the next phone caller, I know that I might get myself into a little bit of trouble, but let me give you something that happened, and then I'll give you a fun fact before I go to the next phone caller. And that is, first of all, I have to go back and say to Cleveland State University, the Speak Up Poetry Slam at Black Studies, Cleveland State University. Hey, it shocked me last Friday evening. Why? Well, okay, I did the Tribal War Cry as a poem, but wait, along with pizza, they have not had fried chicken, greens, or green beans from Dave's before, but it was very enjoyable, along with cookies and donut holes, water pop, and it was just good to see the Black Studies Department. And then, of course, we got a chance to at least promote certain things that are done, from the hip-hop workshop to the BHS open mic. And here's a fun fact for you. This will only take a minute. A 6-foot stepladder for this soapbox. The fun fact is, in August 2017, the Republican National Committee spent more than, $230,000, at least in August, to cover some of President Trump's legal fees, despite the president saying his net worth is well over $10 billion. Now, the RNC sent about $131,250 to Trump's personal attorney, Jay Sekulow, and about $100,000 to attorney John Dowd, who Trump hired in June because of the collusion with Russia charges, or at least allegations, not charges. Now, before you get mad at the Republican Party, how you like it in Cleveland, where if a cop shoots you, well, the union gets a lawyer to fight you and your family, let's say you're deceased, so the union of the police officer, they provide the police officer with an attorney. But the city of Cleveland also uses your tax dollars to provide a city lawyer to fight you or your family in court as well. I think it's very interesting. And before I go to the phones, while I'm thinking about interested, it's the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And if I'm not mistaken, William Clarence Marshall and a couple of others asked to hear that African-American theme song, which was done from Black House Sounds. And Brother Ted said, yeah, I've got that on me. And then, of course, the MC Chill Radio Show, that's on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And with that being said, I'm going to check out and see what's going on with this 216-820. Probably mad because I mentioned something that was going on when it came to regards to, the police and the attorney and stuff. Probably going to ball me out or something. 216-820, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, and how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind. This is Endo Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Powers from Black House Sounds. Well, just to call in to remind everybody that this Friday night, November 10th, from 7 to 9, 17325 at the Chandler Park building, on the second floor, will be Black House Sounds open mic night. Some of the livest performance, great entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of surprises, probably some new faces and some usual faces that you will always see. But like I said, it's a great event, great entertainment, food, beverages, fun for everyone. know what I'm saying? Not just for adults, but for kids eat also. Because like I said before, it's not about Black House Sound when it comes to the open mic night. It's all about the youth, you know what I'm saying? So if you know someone who's got good talent, you know what I mean, who's got any kind of poetry, anything that's clean, period, bring them on out, showcase their talent. You got kids, don't go look for a babysitter. Bring them with you because it's an event for everyone and it's free. You know what I'm saying? That's the most blessing part about it. So, again, this coming Friday, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, second floor, you will see a sign that says Friends and Fellowship. Walk right on in and go ahead and pull up a seat and enjoy the show. I can't wait to see you all there. Shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy, and all the other members of Black House Sound, from Hurricane Bang to Mr. Milligram to Sheriff Kilroy. Sorry about that. And even, you know what I'm saying, and even I want to give a special shout out to Brother Angel Ortiz. And special shouts out to the Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop for allowing Endo Dub to go up there and perform his solo track, when he transforms into Mr. Powers, to let it be known to delete and obsolete. That is a powerful track. And I also want to give shouts out to my partner, Joe Legacy, who for performing for No Limit What the Lord Will Do. And if you can find these songs at Joseph Motley Jr., just log on to YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., and you will see not only the delete obsolete, No Limit What the Lord Will Do, but you also catch videos. And try to check out that Black and Proud song, A Black House Sound. That is also pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Brother Ted on that. But like I say, this coming Friday, once again, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, second floor, Black House Sounds open mic night. Can't wait to see you all there. Shouts out to everybody that's doing their thing, and big shouts out to Black Odyssey, who's constantly persistent in doing their thing. Much love to them, and I cannot wait to see each and every single one of you all that are listening, and those who have been there and plan on coming. I cannot wait to see you this Friday. Much love to everyone. This is Endo Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Powers, CEO of Black House Sound, and I'm out.
Hey, we appreciate that. Got to get on something from Black House Sounds. And the 216-450-216-209, just letting you all know, I'll be getting to your phone calls very shortly, but I guess I should let you all know that if you choose to, that's right, that Joseph Motley, JR period on Facebook. You can also get the Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube for all the videos that are up. I also want to let people know you can Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. How about Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat? I also want to take the time to let people know that we brought it up, and sometimes it's good to do a follow-up. So, you know, I'll let you know one thing that happened in Cleveland the past week, which was it was about 85 refused fascism protesters that gathered on Public Square the past Saturday, hoping to ignite a national resistance movement to overturn the Trump-Pence administration and impeach Donald Trump. Now, you had Vietnam veteran Lou Humphrey, Kim Snyder, the hug lady. As a matter of fact, I believe Lynn Javigan of Cleveland. So Lynn Javigan of Cleveland, who said, "We will gather in the streets and public square of cities and towns across this country." And they also said, not just for ourselves, but in the name of humanity, for immigrants, Muslims, refugees, Black and Latino people, women, LGBTQ, and for people around the world, around the planet. And that they had plans for the next few weeks to at least springboard the whole nation into action. Now, one thing I can say from Public Square, the demonstrators did go to Euclid Avenue, to East 9th Street. They came back through Prospect Avenue, back to the square. I know that November 18th noon, Public Square, Refuse Fascism, will meet again. They had asked for, and I'm very glad that they found something in common with somebody by the name of Sheriff Kilroy's tribal war cry. It was requested, and hey, I kind of feel like I have to be like Matt Murdock, a.k.a. Daredevil, Marvel Comics. You got a smartphone, look it up. Almost no fear when it comes to dealing with militia, cops, or what have you. As a matter of fact, I can make this very brief and to the point and say, if you have water and you have canned food and everything, then you don't have to sit in fear of what might happen over the weekend, because for a lot of people who just were so scared of Antifa and scared of the blackouts and everything and didn't come out your house, wow, you missed a heck of a hip-hop workshop that I get into shortly. Actually, miss living for a little while. So I just wanted to throw that out there and just say, hey, do your best to enjoy life if you can. With that being said, I'm going straight to 216-450. 216-450, how you doing out there?
I'm great, Al. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What is on your mind?
This is Natalie from Empower Jewels.
Wait a minute. There we go. I want to sit back. I'm going to let you say something. I don't know what you're going to say, but I know it'll be enjoyable.
I don't know about all that. I want to piggyback off of, I have two things to say. One is I want to piggyback off of what you were talking about regarding the election, the mayoral election. And one thing that I do want to say is that we need to come together in this city when we feel that we don't have the people that are what we think are qualified to run, you know, because it has been my experience through my conversations that I've had over the last few weeks. Many people are not satisfied with the candidates that we have for mayoral, for the mayoral election in the city of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
With both Frank Jackson and Zach Reed. So what we need to do is we need to come together and start preparing whomever we would like to select for the next 4 years. Because whatever happens, it's a done deal, and there's nothing we can do about it because it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to begin now preparing that next candidate or that next person that we want to be mayor. I'm serious about that. I'm real serious about that because it's evident that both candidates have some negativity going on that is that many people are frowning on.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are not happy with. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit out here and try to detail each person's stuff. I ain't gonna do that. I'm just being real that a lot of people, including myself, are not satisfied with the candidates. I'm not. I can tell you one of my reasons why I'm not satisfied. When it comes to Zach Reed, I am not satisfied with his issue with the police and his following of the police union, especially Steve Loomis. Because when anybody follows Steve Loomis, I got a serious problem with him.
I said it.
Oh, well.
I got you.
But anyway, moving forward, I want to say that Empower Jewels is hosting a Kwanzaa celebration on December 29th, which is the fourth day of Kwanzaa, and our theme is UJAMA, Cooperative Economics. It's going to be held at the Glenville Rec from 5 p.m. to 9. We are seeking speakers, rappers, musical performers, vendors, poets. We're seeking everything, okay? And I already sent you something that I'm seeking your help.
I saw that. I can't even deny that I didn't see that. I saw that.
So we need to talk later, right?
Yes, we do. Man on the street has just been basically speaking, thrown out in the world, exposed. That happened. I'm admitting it. Keep going.
But anyway, this event, as people know, Kwanzaa is an African American celebration, and we want everybody to come out. It is not an adult fair; it's a family affair, and a lot of knowledge is going to be given and expressed, so that people understand what Kwanzaa is. People understand what Black unity is. All of that will be expressed and brought out at this event. That's the whole purpose of this event. And I'm real, real serious. I'm also working with Tammy Kennedy. Many people are familiar with Tammy Kennedy. She's a community organizer within the city.
Yes.
And she and I are working together on this event. And she is a diamond of an asset to me on this. So this is going to be really, really, really dynamite.
I'm into that. Thank you so much.
And I will be sending out more information will be coming out as the planning of this event continues.
Hey, I appreciate this. And how can people get in contact with you?
Also, if you are a talent, if you are a vendor, if you want to speak, please give me a call. Natalie Fenton, 216-450-0748. I'm the CEO of Empowered Jewels Incorporated. Also, Empowered Jewels, if you're interested in getting your daughter enrolled in our female youth program. Our female youth program is starting at the end of January, at the East Cleveland Public Library.
Nice.
Please call me, 216-450-0748, and everything that we do is free.
You know something? You are greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you, Al.
No problem. See, Ed, the one thing that I can say, I got a song to send out for a couple of the people who called in before I go to 216-209. Won't play the song yet, but I have a song going out to you all, because what you all have done is you all have really caused me to at least say, hey, I've got to do some stuff in the community. As I say that, I do want to look out there and tell people that if you choose, you can go to Melanated Media News on Facebook or YouTube. How about you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or there's a website, which is blackonblackcleveland.com. As I look to let people know what's happening, I just want to say a big thank you. And who am I saying thank you to? Well, I'm making it easy on myself, so I want to get out there and just say thank you to all those that were involved with the man-to-man program that happened the past week. And I just want to say that for those who want to know anything man-to-man, hey, the staff always opens up meetings with a brief statement of why we meet, participation policies and procedures, such as respectful attention and a few other things. The guides or the staff present topics, which includes, hey, your name, occupation, maybe your academic history, employment history, or describe certain things of how you've come through, even if you've had a rough life. What happened? How'd you change? What happened? Followed by directed conversation, ending with a repast of information about upcoming meetings. And last week, you had Black House Sound Zone Mr. Joseph Motley Jr. He handled the sounds, founder of Black House Sounds. You had CEO Mr. Powers, who was there as well. And when I say handle the sound system, they now have an open mic set up there for young men to not only perform, but to speak about what they would like next. And some nice ideas came through, ages from 14 to 24. Now, yeah, there was some pizza, water, pop, but next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, 8 p.m., looks like November the 16th, and it will be held 6 to 8 p.m. at 15415 Kipling, 44110, November 16th. Black Man's Army was there. You can now go to Black Man's Army, Man to Man on Facebook. You'll see pictures of the founders, CEO, and some others there. So it's always good to be able to put those things out and say what's going on. And before I go to the 216-209, hey, there's a new book out. honest, this is a brand new book. Now, you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with anything? I'm not sure myself, but I wanted to say it. It's called The Last Republicans. Now, here's what's so interesting about it. And this will only take about 2 minutes. President Donald Trump is not a favorite in the extended Bush household. Now, former President George H.W. Bush considers him a blowhard, only interested in feeding his own ego. Now, former President George W. Bush's son thinks Trump fans public anger and came to office without any understanding of the job, and both worry that Trump has blown up a Republican Party that they spent two lifetimes building, a party that was once committed to removing boundaries, to trade and immigration, promoting democracy and civil society, and asserting a robust U.S. leadership role in the world. The new book on the two Bushes who served in the White House provides a glance at their apprehension over Trump's rise to power. As a matter of fact, the release of the book, which is called The Last Republicans, the release came like maybe weeks after younger Bush delivered a speech. I think we talked about that as a rebuke of Trump's approach to the presidency and the world. And at, I believe it was like a conference maybe in New York. George W. Bush said and called that it was, wow, nativism of today's policies and the casual cruelty of today's politics. He didn't mention Trump's name, but he did say that this current, he said the current way is bigotry, seems emboldened, and our politics seem more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication. Wow, I call a man a liar. So with that being said, I'm going to go to 216-209 because this is probably somebody telling me, hey, lay off Trump. He's a good man. So I'm going to 216-209 right now. 216-209, how you doing right now? I want to apologize in advance.
Oh, man, how you doing, Al? I don't think you're going to hear that come out of my mouth, lay off Trump. Oh, man. This is John from Black Odyssey, from all those who don't know. Before I begin running out information, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Is there anybody that I can talk to about small business tax information?
You know something? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Probably it'll be one person I think of offhand would be Cassandra McDonald of the Lars Foundation. Yep.
All right. And as soon as I get a chance, I'll get that info from you. And
no problem.
Before I and I just want to add this in too, just because I own a shoe shine stand and I've told people I'm hiring, doesn't mean you're not going to get an interview, folks. Listen, I have to figure out if you're cut out for the job, if you're a people person or not, if you have a problem wearing a shirt tie or not. Oh, man. And I'm going to just leave that one right there where it is. Don't need no information. This is John from Black Odyssey. That's spelled BLAQODESSY. And I just want to throw out that, yes, we do got a lot of YouTube videos up, and we got people that we shoot videos for as well. We're working on another video pretty soon by Goldie, another one from Key Cash, and a few other artists. Max Spit has a video coming pretty soon, and that's in the works. And I just want to give a special thank you and shout out to Black House Sounds. They continuously keep doing good things. I hear good things, and it's not just from this program as well. So that's how I know that they're doing great things, because they circulate outside of what we talk about. So I commend them, and I pray that they continue to keep doing great things and excel and go to another plateau with it as well. Whew, because, man, those brothers are good. And when I'm hearing it from certain people that I know don't tell lies, so I know it's great.
Mm.
So shout out to those people and keep up the good work. And it's a special event going on that I will be attending. It's a whiskey event, is at the Red Room from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. I represent the company All American Shoe Shines. That is my company. I will be there in the back shining people up. So, you know, you don't even have to ask how much it is if you want to shine or you want your shoes clean or anything. Just come see me. I take care of you. I'm already getting paid from the event, so just come and see me. Pretty soon we're going to have some more shows get into play, but as of right now, we got some legal things we have to work out, so just please be patient with us because we're moving into the next plateau with things with that as well, and all as well. So when I mention legal, it doesn't mean bad. It means good. And I want to shout out to half of my of Black Odyssey, and that would be Lethal, and all the other people that I work with, Nomad, Tay Wall, Max Spit, and et cetera. So you guys keep up the good work. God bless you. And please be safe because it's getting crazier by the moment out here. Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY.
Appreciate that. And if you hold a line, we should have something for you.
I sure will.
All right. As a matter of fact, you know something, I just want to say I appreciate everything that's going on. Maybe I'll get rid of one thing if I can, because a lot of people may have missed it, or they're wondering why or how bad this one got before I play one of the songs that I know I need to play before the night's over. You know, former Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court Judge Lance Mason, hey, he does deserve a second chance. But a lot of people feel not inside Cleveland City Hall. Now, taxpayers should not have to pay $45,000 a year for Mason's career rehabilitation. I mean, hey, he forfeited his great government job when he brutalized his wife in front of their children. Now, some people felt he didn't deserve easy access to a new gig with good benefits and a generous pension, when so many others are at least clawing for a similar opportunity. Now, current Mayor Frank Jackson recently said during a, you know, I think it was an editorial endorsement interview, that, hey, it's fair to highlight the three DUIs, which he did, of his mayoral opponent, Zach Reed, because the crimes raise a legitimate issue around judgment and accountability. And he said it becomes a clear choice of the voters on whether they believe there's good judgment. Now, that's what he said. Now, some might say that if you punch your wife 20 times with a closed fist, well, yeah, which kind of happened. And I do believe former Judge Lance Mason rammed ahead about times against the car's center, you know, console, that maybe there's a lack of alarming judgment on Mayor Frank Jackson, because he hired him. He hired the man in a new position. Now, the only thing I can say before I go further is that, hey, when news did break that the administration, Mayor Frank Jackson, had hired Mason as a business development administrator, that's what he did, Jackson must have forfeited his credibility on the issue of public safety. Come on, Jackson. How can you claim to care about the well-being of vulnerable women and children? He didn't hire a once powerful politician who beat the stew out of his wife in front of their daughters. Anyway, before I do anything else, let's see what's on this the mind of 216-609. How you doing?
Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm doing great. What's going on with you?
You know, I just want to just call in and thank all the callers that called in. I want to thank all the callers that have been calling in ever since it started. This is an excellent show. Also, excuse me, guys, but also when it came to the hip-hop workshop this Saturday, I couldn't believe Angel Ortiz and his performance. I couldn't believe the talk from Miss Pinky about her beautiful children. I couldn't believe, well, grandchildren and her children. I couldn't believe hearing Carl Powers do his thing, DJ Dollar Rock. I just can't believe how he mixed like that. You know, how he can take that old school and mix it in with the new school and have us young folks just looking like, how did he do that? Then he even turned around like he was a kid and playing and was still mixing. I didn't think he had the energy, but he did. Also, I couldn't believe the sheriff. How the sheriff just got up there, got the freestyling, feel sure about himself, letting folks know that, hey, them skills been there for years, and when real artists come around, them skills come out. For the ones that didn't make it, y'all really missed out. You really, really missed out. And Eastside, the brother that's promoting all through Cleveland, said something dear to his heart. I won't repeat it because that man eventually will let the world know. So I just want folks to know that Hip Hop Workshop is where it's at next month. If I was you, I'd be at the Hip Hop Workshop. Also, this Friday, we have our open mic as well from 7 to 9. I'm pretty sure the information from Mr. Powers. Y'all know the address, and you know it's on the second floor and what studio suite and all that. Come on out. We will have food. Also, I want to say this before I go because I know everything is about time. If it's any women that lost a child listening in right now and still have children that's running around their house and they don't know what to do, bring them out on this Friday night so they can be introduced to something else, because what I learned about children, because I'm an educator, what I learned about children is they seek attention. So I say if I'm a dope dealer out there and I pay attention to your child and I keep paying attention to your child more than you do, then I pretty much can get your child to do anything. So we need to reverse that. And the way to reverse that, when you hear about the Hip Hop Workshop, when you hear about open mics, when you hear about what Eastside doing, Dollar Rock doing, Black on Black Crime, what they doing, all the people that call in, Superwoman Station, Royalty Roundtable, when you hear all that positive energy out there, let's gear these young folks towards that so they have a better future than we ever had. And that's where it's at. And it takes the parents to drag their children out before it's a little bit too late, before the parents is being dragged to the funeral. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. That's a great way. Before I even play the other track from Black Odyssey, I'm going to play this because no matter how dim the choices are, or even if you're just voting on issues, if you have some idea, this song is for you. It did help a person become mayor of Maple Heights. So vote for your rights. Miss Blackwell.
Vote for your rights. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Vote for your rights. Take hold of your life. Your life. Vote for your rights. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Vote for your rights. Take hold of your life.
Maple Heights Mayor. What's he thinking? Here's the file. Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about you. Yeah. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth, here's the thought, it's profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. Hey. See, he blamed Casey.
Governor.
He blamed Yoke.
Auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his hope. It's Pop said, time for a
black queen.
And then in Blackwell steps on the scene. Anna M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor, soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve better. We deserve better. And that M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Vote for your rights. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Vote for your rights. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights. So she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor
mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living, commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, ask to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. Anna M. Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue. Senior. City service. Economic development. Community reinvestment. Environment. Anna M. Blackwell for mayor. And Outlook.com.
Yeah. with every eye closed, head bowed.
Let's talk to you for a minute.
Just for a minute.
Keep praying.
Yeah. No matter what.
Keep praying.
Yeah.
Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Yeah. Praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you.
Hey, you know, like I was saying real quick, when I first met Devin Branch, it was over a decade ago, and he was a frontline soldier fighting against police brutality even before 137 shots happened. And long story short, the brother ended up on the East Cleveland Library Board. They were getting ready to get rid of it, give it to Cuyahoga County, and he fought for it. And I'm glad he did. It showed that he paid off. One of the reasons why he helped spearhead the recall of former Mayor Gary Norton, as well as Council President Wheeler. You know that dump that was over there? Well, Devin was with us in marches and everything against it. And that's why he went with the Green Party to at least do what needed to be done. Another person that I would like to throw out there is, right now, Brother Eugene Miller for Ward 10. Yeah, from hip-hop events or Imperial Avenue, listening to residents, activist meetings. But he also has said openly he will pledge to have more programs done to help work on at least and against domestic violence. Brother T.J. Dow, and I know Eugene Miller is the Ward 10 one, T.J. Dow in Ward 7, well, he not only respected the hip-hop culture and black studies, but let's face it, quit hanging around so much with Mayor Frank Jackson. Now, his opponent, he used to criticize Mayor Frank Jackson, including the 137 shots. He was against it. But all of a sudden, Dow's opponent put Mayor Jackson on Facebook Live and a few other things, even criticized Black Lives Matter throughout the years. So right now, Brother Dow is looking exceptionally well in that race. I want to give a shout-out to Gail Sparks. Why? Because right now I don't really like people who lie. Ken Johnson got out there and said, hey, if you, and he's the incumbent for Ward 4, if you vote for me, well, you all won't get holiday, if you don't vote for me, you all won't get holiday gift cards, and we won't be able to mow your lawn and stuff like that. And the one thing that is true, Ken Johnson isn't paying for holiday gift cards for seniors. City does. City is paying for the mow lawns. Seniors and disabled can get their lawns mowed for free. Why? Because they're federal dollars, community development block grants. The city of Cleveland gives each council person $437,500. Now, Ken Johnson so far gives most of this money to the Buckeye Development Corporation. And then the Buckeye Development Corporation, the Buckeye Development Corps, they pay for the cutting of grass on abandoned lots and holiday gift cards, not Ken. So it's interesting, especially when Gail Sparks has gotten out there and said, hey, look, my thing is to the ward, not downtown. And she listed that on her, I will say, her literature from the very beginning, from the get-go. Kind of lets you know where she stands. One of the most controversial things, and I'll get off the 12-foot step ladder, if you give me just about 2 minutes, because I think it's very important that I might as well say it out my mouth, is that things are heating up big when it comes to Attorney Mike Nelson, who wishes to unseat Judge Mike Slawinski as judge. And I can't in good conscience go to the side of, A, the black former NAACP head. Why? Because after careful thoughts and facts, Attorney Mike Nelson is accused of allegedly raping a woman. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. All right? That's not what I'm in here for. He might be innocent. But when the victim called and did an interview with Laura Cowan, domestic violence advocate, what Michael Nelson did was he called the station's CEO and demanded he pull off that particular episode off the Voice of Radio airwaves. When VoiceRadio.com's Larry H. Gardner invited him in for his version, he unfriended him and blocked him on Facebook. Then yesterday when Larry went to shake his hand, Mike Nelson said, back up before you get hurt. Wow, guess he's a gangster rapper now. So you want to be a judge. Unbiased is what you're supposed to be, but you talk big to a young black man who's an on-air personality. Now, wait a second. Mike Nelson also argued. He was alongside of Tamir Rice's mother, Black Lives Matter, that Mayor Frank Jackson had to go and was not good and needed to go because of the missteps with the police. Haven't heard from him much since then on that subject. Now, wait. He and Norm Edwards from the Black Contractors, led a half-ass recall of Mayor Frank Jackson. But it appeared to be a grab at power because this year Mike Nelson loves Mayor Frank Jackson. And a Q deal. You can look it up. I'm not lying to you. Now, the NAACP, Cuyahoga County, they started their own chapter. It's their right. Mike Nelson accused the Sandra McDonald threatening things. But why? Because if you represent NAACP Cleveland, you're not supposed to threaten anybody. He even said some damaging things to ClevelandUrbanNews.com's Kathy Ray Coleman. When the Black League of Women's Voters and the Carl Stokes Brigade endorsed his opponent, Mike Slawinski, Mike Nelson went on an attack, basically calling them Uncle Toms and Negroes and saying both groups were as bad as the no-good Republicans. Now, Judge Mike Slawinski, whether folks love him or not, he did come to inner-city events, hip-hop events. When I did court watch, I watched him talk to defendants and not at defendants. And my concern is, how can you get a judge in there, a supposed judge, who wishes to become the judge, and that dude might get in there and say something so damaging or be so biased. It's interesting, as a matter of fact, when the Cleveland Police Union backed off of a cop, I believe by the name of Alan Buford, he had been involved in a shooting, and everybody said, you're done for. Mike Slawinski took it in. I would have liked to have seen the cop get found guilty. But what Slawinski looked at it and said, wait a second, the city, the prosecutor, argued with the wrong thing. They said that it was something that the cop did on purpose, but they ruled it under negligent and still tried to give the officer the same amount of time. A lot of people were upset with that one. But then when I actually took the time and did court watch, I found out something. The same way he looked at things critically, there were a lot of times that guy, little dude on the bench who's come through and smiles and stuff, talked to a lot of defendants and said, wait a minute, you don't need to be going to jail today. Let's work something out. can't pay so much, we cool, let's work it out. That's something you don't get all the time. You just don't get that. So I'm just here to speak on the truth on what certain people did. If somebody gets mad at me, you can. But remember, everybody has their own opinion. I'm entitled to have one. But you can't have one if you're not in the streets in the middle of everything. Also, Alex Carfault, Cleveland City Council Ward 15, called into this show, came down to workshops and some other places, but I just want to say I'm glad that he wants to have something more to build a middle class for working families, fresh leadership, and definitely has been one on that issue, definitely saying that people's working, living wages should be increased. Like I say, yeah, he was the dude who was dancing at the workshop before last, but I'm glad that he's still getting out there and at least doing what he needs to do. And just like Gail Sparks, SEIU 1199 are backing him up, and I'm glad. So thank you. Hey, even if you feel like there's nobody or nothing to vote for, people died for your right to vote. So even if it's just issues, get up off your ass and please look out for yourself. And then after it's done, November 8th is fun. You want to know why? You get to hold these clowns accountable if they do something wrong. Isn't this fun? Have a great one. See you all at the open mic and every other activity. Peace.